So I did watch a few episodes of Happy Days when I was a kid. It was on for 11 years, of course.
Just a few?
Just a few. I enjoyed it. I mean, I thought it was a terrific show.
I was in love with Leather Tuscadero, or Pinky Tuscadero.
The book is out, My Days, Happy and Otherwise, forward by Ron Howard. It's written and being promoted by Marion Ross, who we know dearly as Mrs. C for 11 seasons on Happy Days, and she joins us now on WLS. Marion, good morning. I know that you are a product of a small town in Minnesota. I'm sure that this station reaches towards your hometown. It's good to have you on WLS.
Oh, thank you so much, darling. Well, you must have seen SpongeBob SquarePants. Do you know that I am the voice of SpongeBob's grandma?
I know that, and I've seen you in many other things, but Happy Days primarily is how we know you. But I grew up, my son is now 19, but we saw or heard you many times on SpongeBob.
Well, I tell you, I love coming from Minnesota and Midwestern person. I love that, and I love Chicago.
Did you find your work? And I know your work. You know, of course, when you work in something as popular as Happy Days and you're Mrs. C, and millions of people are tuning in every to ABC every week to watch you. I wonder. And then you look at the body of work with Cary Grant, Tony Curtis, Audrey Hepburn. Artistically, what works better for you as an artist? I mean, to me, Mrs. C was a part of my life, but for you, what did you like better? What was your love as you look at your career?
Well, I'm an actor, so I love being somebody. Mrs. C was very, very close to my own character, and it was very easy for me to play that part. And I learned a lot of comedy timing from Gary Marshall. Years later, I went on and did a show called Brooklyn Bridge. You probably didn't see it. We only made about 30 of them. And that was really acting. I played a Jewish Polish grandmother because I'm Scotch-Irish, you know, from Minnesota. So here, that was really acting for me. But I originally a stage actor, so I love being on stage. And what was nice about Happy Days was that we were three camera. We had an audience out there, so this was like a stage play.
Do you think that coming from a small town, Albert Lea, Minnesota, helped? You know, could you draw a comparison to your mother, to Mrs. C? Was that small town charm something that helped you in that role?
Yes, my mother was a Canadian, and so she had come from the prairies of Saskatchewan. I was raised on you can be anything. And I would talk to other people. I said, weren't you raised that way? I was. And so I had to become, I had to do something special. My mother had absolute confidence that you could do this. So it never occurred to me that this was something impossible.
Marion Ross is here. She has a new memoir called My Days, Happy and Otherwise. It's out this week, forward by Ron Howard. When Ron Howard was a young man, of course, he had been on the Andy Griffith Show previous to Happy Days, but did you realize what a force he was going to be in the industry on Happy Days?
No, we had no idea. Can you imagine? Wow. I mean, he's one of the biggest men in town. Fantastic. He's finishing up a Star Wars movie right now, and a wonderful man. Oh, boy. No, I'm just very fortunate to know him.
Well, I got to tell you, as a kid who grew up watching that TV show, one night, and I don't know why you were in our area, but you were out in a little town called Winfield, Illinois, about 30 miles west of Chicago, and there was a steakhouse back then called The Viking, and you were in there, and I was, I think, in eighth grade, and Happy Days was still as big as could be, and I asked you if you would dance with me, and you said yes, and I'll never forget it.
Yes, we did. Gary Marshall would do plays. I'm trying to think of the town where we did plays outside of Chicago, north of Chicago, and he would work out all the kinks.
Sure.
In fact, I think he's got a whole new production.
Probably the Lincolnshire, the Marriott up there, huh, John?
Well, the Marriott would be one. Yeah. Pheasant Run, maybe the other. I don't know exactly where you were, but. Yeah, Ray speaks to that often. Well, I know you have to scoop, but good luck with the book, and it's an honor talking with you.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care. That's Marion Ross, Mrs. C from Happy Days, an extensive career other than Happy Days, obviously. Had we had time, I wanted to ask her what she thinks about, whether to be overtly political like All in the Family was back in that era or The Roseanne Show is now, or better yet, just to stay away from that sort of thing, much like Seinfeld and Happy Days.
Had we had more time, I was going to tell her to sit on it.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday mornings 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.